ongoing, frustrating for everybody, I'm sure. Certainly for us, and I'm sure for BJ and his representatives. It's continual dialogue, and it's ongoing. Well, I think it's okay for a person in my position to have an opinion, and when it comes to it, if Mark wants to know my opinion, but to try to kind of bring BJ into this whole thing, it's probably not a fair thing, so I don't want to get somebody mad at me. But, you know, there are obviously concerns from a lot of people, you know, current players and NFL people about the current system. The problem, it gets so complicated because you just interpret numbers as opposed to what a market is. Then you project and you do all this, and everybody's projections and everybody's computations there can be different, even though people can be well-meaning and trying to do the right thing. I know I didn't ask you a question, but I probably better stay away from big picture questions. I think any kind of discussion is progress, and we're working at it. I don't know how to predict in terms of when something might get done or anything like that, but both sides are working very hard, It's a difficult thing for both sides. Well, this game is about, you know, accountability and durability and all that, and that has to factor in. Certainly, we think a lot of Justin. We think he has a bright future as an NFL player. He has had his fair share of bad luck, injuries, and he's going to battle through something now, and he has battled through. So we'll see. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to be able to line up and do your part. And he's giving it a go. It's frustrating, and it's frustrating to Justin more than anybody else. And I know it's easy to criticize him. It's not his fault. He's trying and trying to do the best he can, and he's had some bad luck in that area. No, we talked about going through the process that we always go through, and that's what we've done. There's nothing new to report. What? Oh, well, then we're answering questions based on speculation and conjecture that maybe would happen. And what do you think? And it'd be my opinion of what might happen. You know, that's chasing ghosts.
Will you take that into account when evaluating anybody?
Generally, we evaluate all the aspects of acquiring players. Sure, we do. Whether through draft, trades, whatever.